Yo, what's going on, man? Welcome back to the Trauma 5 Podcast, man, with your boy Zell Johnson, man. Hey, look, in this episode, man, I want to talk about my struggles with anxiety and depression medication. In my last episode, I talked about my struggles with anxiety. But in this episode, man, I want to talk about the struggles that people that have mental health struggles go through with medication, man. So I just want to kind of talk about the ups and downs of the medication, man. So I started taking medicine back in 2019, I believe it was. I'll tell y'all the story, what happened. So long story short, I'm at work, right? And we do this thing every year. It's like a, It's like a, you gotta do your breathing apparatus and you have to do your hearing test and all those things. So I had to fill out all of this, blah, 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 all of this stuff. And at the time, I'm feeling real down. Like, I'm feeling really, 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 really down. A lot of people don't understand depression, man. It's like everything could be fine in your life, but your mind is playing tricks on you. So I go into this office, man, and I'm sitting there and I fill out all the paperwork or any medications. And I told them about my medications. I probably shouldn't have, but I did. And they asked me, you know, do you feel good every day? And I was being honest. I said, no, I don't feel good every day. I should have said, yeah, But anyway, so I go in the back and I sit down. I start talking to this lady, man. I start talking to this nurse and she's asking me, are you okay? Are you all right? I see that you know, how's everything going with your medicine? And I had a panic attack, man. Like, I told her some things. You know, my uncle had just passed. My mom, I think she had called me crying. She had called me crying about my brother and him being so skinny. And then my uncle had passed. So I had to hear her cry again. Knowing her situation that I can't really help out like I want to. So I'm dealing with all of this. I'm in the process of buying a house. I know some of y'all are like, you shouldn't even be sad. You're about to buy a house. I shouldn't have been. That's the thing. But there were other things going on. And also I was dealing with trauma that I'd never let out or let go. So you have me dealing with my own trauma, my mom, my uncle passing, my brother being real sick and she was crying about him. And then, you know, I'm stressed out, I'm working, I'm a husband, I'm a father. And all of these things are just in my mind. I'm not dealing with it. I'm suppressing everything. So they asked me, they're like, are you okay? And so I had a panic attack. I'm like, man, you know, I've just been going through a lot, da, 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 da. And another nurse come in. And I'm just like, man, you know, I just let it out. I just was like, man, you know, sometimes I don't know sometimes. And she's like, you just what? I'm just like, my eyes got a little watery. Another nurse came in. I'm like, listen, just give me some space. Just give me some air. Just back up off me. And they're like, we want to make sure you're all right. And I'm like, back up off me. Then I say it a third time. And I'm like, back the fuck up. I got a lot. I'm da-da-da-da-da. So they're like, okay. Hold on. We see you're kind of having a, what did they call it? They said that I was having some word they worded it. I don't even know exactly what the word was. But anyway, they're like, do you want to talk to the other doctor? And I'm like, nah, I'm having a panic attack. They're like, do you have any medication? I'm like, nah. How many panic attacks have you had? And I'm like, I've had a few. And so long story short, man, it was kind of like the ambulance was called and I'm kind of freaking out and They're like, "Are you having suicidal thoughts?" And I'm like, "What?" Like, I didn't say it, but I was like, "Bitch, I've been having suicidal thoughts." You know, but I didn't say the B word. I was like, "I've been having suicidal thoughts," you know? And the doctor came in, then the police came in. "Can we see your ID?" And I'm like, "Damn, I didn't threaten anybody. I just, you know, I guess because I said back the F up, that kind of scared them, you know?" But, anyways, man, they take me. I'm like, I say, "I'm not getting in the back of a police car." I'm like, "No, is no way I'm getting in the back of. I'm black. I'm black. I didn't do anything wrong." I said, "Yes, I said a swear word, but I'm having like a panic attack. I'm not holding the place hostage." You know what I mean? So the police come. They ask me for my ID, yada yada yada, and I'm like, "Listen, I'm not getting in the back of no police car. Nah. Like, y'all not gonna put me in the back of no police car. Like, I'm going through it. Like, I'm hurting." And then he gonna tell me it's mandatory to get in the back of a police car because I'm being real. I'm being honest. After all these years and all this trauma and all the things that I've been through that I have yet to even speak about. And y'all gonna tell me that I gotta get in the back of a police car? So I'm like, "Hell no, I'm not getting in the back of no police car." So I'm like, "I'll go in the ambulance." You know, so ambulance come, I get in the car, I mean, I get in the ambulance, and police gets on in the ambulance with me. He's like, "I hope you find what you need to find." I'm like, "Ah, yeah, man, you good. You don't got to do all that extra stuff, bro." So I get to the hospital. They put me in this room just for safety because you said something about suicide. I'm just like, they had to take all my stuff, all my everything, my phone. They put me in this green suit and they put me in this room. And this lady is just like watching me. I keep looking up and this lady's like watching me. She's sitting there and I'm like, "Oh, she's a lady that watches you to see if you do anything crazy, if you flip out." Because I mean, she was just staring at me the whole time. And I kept saying, "What is she staring at?" Then my wife came in and she's like, "Well, I'm leaving out a lot because I'm not really 100% ready to get like the deep details because, you know, but I just felt like I should tell this story because it could help someone." Anyways, my wife comes in. I'm like, "Yo, this lady is just staring." It's just like, "Yeah, I think she's doing it on purpose." You know, because of where you are, because of where, you know, where you're at and things like that. So she's like, "Yeah, I think she's doing it on purpose." So they try to say, "Okay," they come in the room, they're like, "Okay, Mr. Johnson, we want to send you to this health some health place, like a basically I would have had to stay there for 3 days. It's not the crazy hospital, but I guess it's like the step before the crazy hospital." And they were like, "Well, we want you to go." They were really like, I think they were really gonna like take me there. I think they was gonna like take me there. And I'm like, nah, you know, I'm good, I'm good, I'm good. I don't know if I should say this, but fuck it. Again, maybe I can save someone's life. About a month or so before that incident, I told y'all I was feeling real, real down. And I guess, like I said, past trauma, things going on in life, things I never dealt with. You know, I attempted something. I'll tell y'all about that in another episode when I'm ready. But I attempted something, and I could have been gone. You know, I'm on here because I'm not really good with a therapist. You know, maybe I should go to a therapist. Maybe I shouldn't be on here because you know how the internet is, trolls. But I don't give a fuck. I don't read comments. I don't care. You know what I mean? This is for somebody that could be really down. This is for somebody that could be at their wit's end. This is for somebody that could be writing that fucking death note. This is for someone that can be contemplating just wanting to be gone. And it's a weird fucking feeling when your brain is telling you something and you don't understand why it's telling you that. You don't understand why you feel this way. And you're like, "Okay, it's growing pains. It's growing pains. It's growing pains." But it's not. So I think that they wanted me to go to this place. Well, I know they wanted me to go. They were really like trying to get me to go. But my wife ended up convincing them otherwise. They set me up with a therapist. I only went twice. It was a white lady. Nothing against her being a white lady. I kind of wanted someone that looked like me, to be 1,000% honest, because I felt like if she looked more like me, we can relate. But then at the same time, I don't want someone that's going to be biased. You know what I mean? And you know, she was real. She was cool. Nothing against her. It's just that's how I felt, you know? What happens next? Oh, they set me up with I didn't even have a primary, so I had to get a primary, and I got the primary, and you know, they gave me this medication called Cyclopram. Now we're finally gonna get to what my podcast episode is about, but it's called Cyclopram, man, and it helps, but it has effects to it. It has, you know, it has those damn side effects, man. And it's like the first, like I said in the last episode, man, the first 2 weeks are kind of hellish, because you really got to get used to. You really got to get it, got to get in your system, and really work its way in there. I wouldn't drink heavy on it. I wouldn't smoke weed heavy on it because it can make you real lethargic and real tired and real sleepy. It does kill your sex drive. It comes back, you know, it comes back. But if you miss one day without it, that's the thing, man. Like, taking these medications, man, it's a fucking full-time job. It's a full-time job, man. I just want to give y'all a heads up, man. I might repeat myself because I'm still trying to get through this. And what I mean is I might have said something in a previous episode, and I'm saying it again, because I'm really trying to relay this message, man. The side effects of this escitalopram, though, like I said, it kills your sex drive. It makes you sleepy. Those are the really only two side effects that I had, but the work or the test is making sure you take it every day. Sorry, my allergies. Making sure you take it every day. Once you, this is one of those things, man. It's like, if you feel like you really need help, just know that that help isn't gonna, it isn't gonna just solve your problems, like magically solve your problems. It's not gonna do that. After you get that help, it's gonna be a lot of work. Like a lot of work. Like, just because you're taking the medicine doesn't mean you don't work on yourself. Just because you're taking the medicine doesn't mean that your life's gonna just magically get better. Because the truth is, it doesn't. But the medicine helps out a shit ton. It does. Because, see, this is my thing. My mind races. My anxiety is like, so I'll give y'all an example. You ever lost your keys and you can't find your keys? Imagine that feeling continuously throughout the day, and you're not even looking for nothing. But you have this feeling that something's gonna happen. You have this feeling that you have this feeling that something's gonna happen, but you're waiting on it. It's almost like bracing for impact. It's like bracing for impact, and you're looking for something, and I as a it started really when I was about 20, on and off. I kind of felt it coming on, and I kept pushing it away, like, nah, it's just growing pains. Y'all know how it is with your parents. You'll be all right. You'll be fine. I'm in the car too. I'm on the fly. I'm in the car, enjoying the scenery, the trees. I'm just looking at the birds, man. But you know, they're like, you'll be fine, you'll be all right, it's growing pains. But it wasn't, man, it was anxiety. And the more you push it away, the worse it gets. This isn't anxiety about a speech you have at school. And that's another good example. Imagine the night before you have to give a big speech. Imagine that feeling throughout the day, but you don't got a big speech. It's like that, and it fucks with you. Because you're like, this shit is stressful. This shit is work. Should I feel like this? I'm literally like asking people, I'm talking to people like, yo, do you feel like this? Do y'all feel like this? Do y'all feel like this? Everyone's like, nah, not all damn day. You know, not all day. I don't feel like this all day long. I'm like, damn. Y'all be feeling like that all fucking day. Just anxious. Just anxious throughout the day. Like even to this day. I'm anxious before I get to work, and I'm anxious when I get off. I'm anxious when I'm about to come home. And it's like, yo, I shouldn't be anxious to come home. But I just feel like me being a father and a husband and dealing with life and work and debt and struggles and things like that that you go through, you know, I don't express myself a lot. Again, I'm just starting this journey. And I guess that's why I'm anxious sometimes when I come home, because it's like, I know it's work. It's always going to be work. But it's just, I shouldn't feel that way, but I do. So the medicine, it really helps. It helps calm my mind, because my mind just be. And if you my friend on Facebook, like my personal friend or family, you probably seen me go through a slew of different things. First, it was a clothing line. Then I was doing music. Then I had the NFTs. Now I got a podcast. Then it was the book. Then it was the other book. And I feel like I kind of got shiny object syndrome. But I really love doing this, because it's like I can express myself. And I don't got to show my face if I don't want to. And I can really help somebody, man, because like, man, that shit sucks. It's almost like being a prisoner in your own body, and you can't tell no one, because you know, the brain is a muscle, man. And if you could get cancer in the body, if you could get hurt in the body, if you can get sore in the body, why can't the brain, the most important part of your body, besides the heart? What is it when a person says, hey, man, you know, I don't want to. And it's scary, because you don't want to tell somebody that shit, because it's like, oh, he's crazy. And I feel so bad. I used to say that about my brother until I realized like that shit runs in the family on both sides. I grew up with two introverted, you know, parents. So it's like, it's hard for me to kind of get out this shell, man. But it's hard for me to talk to people about certain things, because again, you're in the hood. You're from the hood. You don't want to look like how you look. But as a man, if I want to be here for my daughter, fuck everything else. Excuse my language. I got to be here for her. I got to get strong for her. So, you know, I'm in the process of quitting weed. I'm in the process of doing a lot of things. That's a whole nother episode I want to do. But it's hard, because I feel like I need something to relax. Who I am and the things that I've been through in life that I have yet to talk to y'all about, that I'm leading up to somewhere down the line. It's like, I feel like I need that peace, because I feel like my whole life was an uphill battle. And if some of y'all may not know, if you look at the intro to this podcast, it was first called the Uphill Podcast, because I felt like my life was, you know, like a lot of people, an uphill battle. But nah, I changed it to Traumified. I thought that might have sounded better. But anyways, man, it's like, you got to take care of your brain. You have to take, this is the most important thing besides your heart. So it's like, man, you really got to take care of it. And some of that stuff, man, some of that shit they got at the doctor's office, man, that shit is, it ain't all good for you. Because they don't know. We're still evolving. We're still understanding the human body. There's still a lot of secrets to unlock in the human body, in the brain especially, because there's so many neurons, like little tiny sparks of electrons, or whatever you want to call it, going off in the brain all the time. You know what I mean? It's always going off. like that, you know? I mean, I remember I saw this, I'm going off subject again. I tend to do that. I remember I saw this picture of the universe, and they showed like a picture of all the electrons and neurons in the brain, and it looked the same. But yeah, back to taking care of your brain and things like that, and the medication. Again, the work, man, it sticks around. It doesn't just go away when you start taking the medicine. So the other medicine I take, they added that to it because I told them, like, you know, it's cool. And they're like, oh, it should be working 100%. And I'm like, 100, what? 100%? What does that even mean? You know, that's what the doctor said. But so she gave me this other medicine called, I can't even pronounce this. It starts with a B. Brufapain. I can't even pronounce it. Brufatone, Brufapain, Brufamain. I don't know how to pronounce the damn thing. It's too damn long. The first one is cytoplasm, cytopharm. There you go. Cytopharm is the first one. The other one is like Brufapain or Brufamol, Brufafan, or whatever the hell it's called. But she's like, you know, you could take up to 3 of these a day when things are getting real hard for you. And you know what? At first I was like, man, I don't want to be doped up on all these damn drugs, man. But it's my personal thing, you know? It's for me. And so sometimes when I come home and I start feeling that like fidgety, anxious, oh shit, you know, annoyed kind of. I don't know how to explain this. Like, it's not even a racing thing because the cytopharm takes care of the raciness in the mind. But I kind of get like those jitters, you know, because I'm quitting smoking, right? So I'm like, man, let me take one of these pills. And it calms me right on down. It calms me down. And I'm like, all right, I can get through this. If I ever feel like I'm about to have like a panic attack or something like that, which I haven't had one of those in a while. It's been a little bit since I've had one. Now, you know what? I think the last time I had a panic attack is when my brother sent me this. And this is a little gruesome. My brother sent me this video of my cousin hanging. Thank God he's still alive, but he like tried to hang himself, but it didn't work. And he was on Facebook Live. And my brother sent me the photo of that shit. I was already kind of fucked up at the time. And I was high as hell. And I was in my feelings, depressed. And I saw it. I was like, oh, shit. You know, because this dude was on live. He was on Facebook Live hanging from the fucking door. But the police got there in time. You know what I mean? I think that might have been the last time. I was outside tripping. My wife had to come get me. I was on the side of my cousin's fucking Lincoln on the ground tripping. Crying and shit. Because it was just like a shocker to my system because I was already dealing with something. But yeah, man, it helps. So like if you out there, man, and you a man and you any type of man, but I'm going to speak to my black guys. It's okay to get you some help, man. Like, really. Like, it's okay to get you some help, man. Don't feel bad. Don't feel weak. Don't feel like a punk or a pussy or nothing like that. Just go get you some help, man. Like, ain't nothing wrong with that, man. It's like everybody got to be a tough guy. It's like, yo, look at all these tough kids dying. Like, that's not no fucking goal, man. Come on. The goal is to get old, man, and just really... I mean, you don't want to live a short life. Life is already fucked up as it is, man. People getting sick, COVID, cancer. There's a lot of shit out here that can kill you. Don't run to death. You know what I'm saying? That's a little off the subject. But listen, get you some help, man. If you don't feel like you want to take medicine, do yoga. Don't fuck what these people say. Like, that's the toxicity right there. That's the toxicity right there, man. It's like... And I talk about swimming in poison. And a lot of people want to know what that means. It's basically just another analogy for being a product of your environment. Being a product of your environment is like swimming in poison. You hop off that porch and you swim and it's nothing but poison. Nothing but blind leading the blind. And once that poison gets on you and gets in your pores and gets in your system, it's hard to get that shit out, man, because the culture teach you that you have to be a certain fucking way. And I'm a product of that shit. I'm a product of my environment. I was a dumb motherfucker growing up, bro. But you don't gotta be tough, man. Go do yoga. Go do therapy. Get you some medication like I did. I wouldn't recommend smoking weed. I'm not against it because I had a... That's another episode. I had a hard... I'm just shaking this shit. I was probably like a zombie for like a year, 2 years. I was probably like zombed out, you know, because I was fucked up on it, you know. That's another episode. I'm going to tell y'all about all that crazy shit. But, yeah, man, like, get some help, man. Get you some medicine. You know, this is me talking about me being a black man from the hood. I take it. Y'all, this is the thing right here that kills me. All these little niggas popping pills and rap about popping perks, but you don't want to go get you some medicine that's really going to help you. But you're going to go pop that shit that they made in the street. You don't even know what the fuck that is, really. They hand you a pill, tell you it's a perk or whatever the hell, Molly, whatever the hell it is. You don't know. That could be a big-ass rock of heroin, and you pop that shit and fucking die. You know? It's like these little niggas is weird. They lost. It's like, I don't get it. I get it, but I do get it. You know what I mean? So that's why I say, man, like, get you, again, like I said in the last episode, find you some peace, man. If it's video games, do that. If it's reading the Bible, do that. You know what I mean? Don't get out here and wig out like I did a few times, because I got out here and wigged out. And a lot of my family, my mom, my dad, my brothers, they don't even fucking know. Like, I'm not proud of this shit. You know what I'm saying? I did when I wigged out on motherfuckers. Like, this nigga, I wigged out on a job a few times. Like, went slammed the fuck off. And they looking at me like I'm crazy. Like, what? The quiet guy? What the fuck happened to him? What's wrong with him? It's because, you know, it's toxicity in your body. And it's a lifelong journey to really get that shit out. Hopefully that's not everyone's path to... It's lifelong. Hopefully it's only a couple of years, you know, but I know that if you really been through some real deal trauma in your life, it's a battle to get out of that mindset. It's a battle to rid your mind of toxicity. You know, I'm probably going to be a little toxic to the day I fucking die. I ain't going to cap to you, because it's just been in me so long. You know, it's been in me so long, and I'm not saying I'm gonna be evil or mean or a jerk to everybody. It's just I got a little in there, you know. Or maybe I won't. Maybe I shouldn't say I will. Maybe I should say I will rid it one day. But it's almost like I'm scared to let it go. You know, it's almost like I'm scared to let that shit go. I don't know. But anyways, man, like, again, I don't want to, y'all know how I do. I can ramble on, man, because I have so much, it's just so much in here, man. It's so much in my brain. I feel like people don't know me yet. And, you know, before, again, I don't want to knock on wood, but before I leave this world, man, hopefully, man, these words, man, got to somebody. Like, hopefully it gets to somebody, man, and people can just understand it's okay to not be perfect. It's okay to feel like you're broken or be broken and say, hey, I'm in the process of fixing myself. You know, this toxic masculinity that we've dealt with so much in the man community, but it's triple that in the black community, because it's everywhere, you know. I just want to let people know, man, like, be who you are. Like I said, be who you are. Get you some meds, get you some therapy. Find your peace. You know, exercise, man. That's one thing I'm lacking on. Yo, I'm lacking on exercising, and I'm lacking on eating right, bro. That's my battle right there. And, you know, that has a lot to do with your mental state, because, you know, you are what you eat. You feel me? Like if you like me, you drink a bunch of sodas and energy drinks and shit, because that's my little addiction too. Man, you're going to be a motherfucking soda. You know, our body is what, 70% water? So you need a lot of water in there for your body to operate correctly. We're from the earth. You know, that soda ain't from the earth. I gotta tell myself that, but it's hard. The soda ain't from the earth. You know, fast food ain't from the earth. You know, that shit at McDonald's, that shit can't be real. It just can't be real. Y'all niggas is pumping out too much chicken for that shit to be real. You mean to tell me y'all selling about 1 billion hamburgers a day worldwide and that is real? Fuck nah, it can't be real. Can't be real. And if it is, it's motherfucking a GMO, modified in a lab somewhere. But again, man, that's one of my flaws, man. I don't eat right. I don't. But when you deal with depression, man, it's like, when you deal with depression, man, I understand why people could get, I'll say fat. You're not supposed to say fat, but fat. Fat people. I was getting fat. I was drinking beer and I was eating like a fucking fat person. I'm not calling anybody fat. I'm just saying fat. You know what I mean? But I understand why people get like that, because if you're dealing with depression, you want to put something in your body that tastes good, that make you feel good, that send those, what is it, endorphins or those signals to your brain to make you feel good. Yeah, that's why people eat like shit when they're sad. Why do you think you see, what's that cliche thing about women when they break up with a man, they go get a bucket of ice cream and cry? Yeah, they eat a whole bucket of ice cream because it makes them feel good. That sweet, sugary shit makes you feel good. So it's like, man, that's one of my struggles too, man. I don't eat right. And that's another reason why the brain doesn't operate right, because we're from the earth, so we should probably eat things from the earth, right? I guess. I ain't doing it, but again, I'm just starting my journey. And then, you know, our bodies are, what, 70, 75% water? So we shouldn't eat. It should be 70% water every day, right? But that shit doesn't happen. But, you know, listen, man, I just wanted to talk to y'all, man. I just wanted to get on here and be like a real voice. Because I feel like a lot of people get on the internet, man, and they just fake like a motherfucker, bro. They just fake. They fake. And it's like, dude, just be real with yourself, man. If you know, if you be real with yourself, you can save a lot more motherfucking lives. You know what I mean? Like, you can save a lot of people if you just be yourself and just be real, instead of trying to keep up with these little new niggas doing, dancing around with guns and shit. You're making it easy for the white boy to come get their ass. They making it easy for the feds to swoop in and get their motherfucking ass, ain't they? Man, I want to talk about that shit so bad right now, but I'm gonna save it. Because this is supposed to be about my medicine use and my journey with my anxiety, depression. I don't even know what I'm going to name this podcast, man. Not podcast. This episode. I was going to name it My Struggles with My, or the Ups and Downs of taking medicine for anxiety and depression. But I'm all over the fucking place in this episode, man. That's what I'm saying. I need a team, you know? Not really a team yet. I'm all right. I'm doing okay. I'm just starting out. But yeah, man, listen, man, I just wanted to talk to y'all real quick, man. I'm in the car again, just chilling and enjoying this scenery, man. I'm just looking out here, man. And it's cool sometimes to just have some time to yourself and just sit with your thoughts, you know? And it's also good to get it out. You know what I mean? What should I talk about in the next podcast, man? I mean, the next episode. Let me know, man. Like, y'all know y'all can comment on this, man. Y'all know when y'all share it, I can see it. You know what I'm saying? I see a couple of my boys. Shout out Leonard. You know what I'm saying? Shout out my cousin, LaVon. Shout out Denise. Shout out you guys. I'm trying to come on your podcast, because, oh, like, for real. Let me know something. But listen, man. This is the Traumafied Podcast. If you care to listen, care to not listen, hopefully I touch somebody out there, man, and I want y'all to take care, man. It's your boy Zell Johnson, man, and I'll talk to y'all.